Today we have another special guest joining us today from Canon Europe. It's Gio. Nice to see you again. Welcome. We're going to talk about how Canon Europe is facing important challenges within learning and development. Can you share a bit more about your role and about Canon Europe as an organization?
Yeah, sure. Nice to see you again, Gwen, and thanks for the invitation. For me, it's a pleasure to be here with all of you. My role is manager of digital HR for Canon Europe. And what I do is I have two teams that I manage. One is managing our core HR systems and payroll systems, and the other team that I manage is the team that focuses on our learning and development systems and recruitment. Background: 26 years of experience with learning and development, coaching, training, leadership development as a consultant. So being around in different areas and topics. So I've seen a lot in that space. I've done a lot too. And yeah, now for Canon, working in this role with for an organization that is covering, let's say, all of Europe. So already when you're covering a lot of countries, it's a bit challenging. And because of the regulation that you have, people, culture, so there's a lot of things that you need to take into consideration.
Yes, and exactly, probably also because Canon is in a fast-changing environment where learning is something very important to keep upskilling their employees. I'm curious about hearing more. Can you share a bit more about the challenges that you within your organization are facing?
Yeah, so what I just mentioned, because we are already covering many countries in the area, so we start sometimes with from the regulation. What is required in France is sometimes different what is required in Spain with learning. It starts with registration of attendance or compliance trainings and so on. As Canon, we are grouped into four business areas: printing, imaging, medical, and industrial components. And all of those have also different backgrounds of people, of different groups of people. In the past, when I was a consultant, it's very easy because your path is very straightforward. You start as junior consultants, you go senior, etc. But in organization as us, we have so many different target groups that you need to attend. So you have salespeople, you have people in the functions, you have service engineers, you have partners and resellers. So all have their different needs, and all are also on a different place around. So on one hand, you can say, yes, you can have one system that you provide, and then there you have your compliance courses all available, but that's not enough because you have people that need classroom training. You can provide people with trainings on demand, specific things. But also, if you look at what I just mentioned, people with from service engineering, for example, that they need a real training about the products that we have, how to set them up, how to maintain them, how to service them for the clients, and so on. So that's very different from someone that is, let's say, in the function of IT or finance or HR, that maybe needs more training on different topics, on communication, team building, those types of things. So how do you manage that from one or more systems? Most of the time you will end up with having more systems. I think a lot of companies around here have multiple systems. So then you have the challenge about integration. Which one is the master? Which one is the slave? Or getting the information from left to right, getting it right. And how do you then provide the content? Again, from the different groups that you have, different cultures, also different languages that you need to offer the systems in, and also the trainings itself. So that's all a challenge on itself. When you have the basic compliance training, anti-money laundering, you need to provide it in different languages already. But that's one part. But also, how do you provide the training then to the participants? Because someone in sales is on the road. Yeah. So you say, okay, then we enable the mobile app. But then you will say, well, I'm constantly on the road. I'm already working 40 to 60 hours. So where do you want me to find the time to get the learning? Someone in the functions is more on the office, so the app maybe won't work for that person because he's on the desktop doing the things. And some other who's doing some maintenance would say, well, I would like to have some training. Maybe you will end up into virtual reality in the near future about, okay, how do I really set up these big complex systems? And then it comes back to us like, okay, so and how do you facilitate that?
Exactly, and that is exactly my question also, because I hear a lot of challenges. Probably a lot of organizations can relate also to several or maybe all of the challenges that you are facing as well within Canon. What have you done and are you doing now to optimize processes within the learning sector?
Yeah, what we did is, because you mentioned that there's constantly a lot of changes going around, and for us it's also, you know, the change is like a progress, but when you transform, then there's the real thing. And but you cannot keep changing your systems every half year or every year, because you know you have big systems, big processes that you need to manage, and around you a lot of things are changing, and if you don't watch out, you will end up in enabling a lot of things that you might not need. If I'm here, let's say in this session, you hear a lot of LXP and skills, and you will it all around you. So if you're not doing that, for example, and you go back to your organization, and you're like, guys, we are missing the boat because everybody's talking about skills, everybody's talking about LXPs, and we're not doing it, so we need to do it. And then, okay, let's look at that, and we need to start a project and looking at the system and implement the system, but you need to integrate it. So sometimes you need to pause and look at what you have. And that's what we did. We did a full HR IT assessment, looking at all our HR processes, and then to see, okay, how do we support them with the technology that we have there, but what are our pain points? What are things that, you know, the users are bringing up, not only from an IT perspective that we say, well, we need to integrate this or that, or we need to put it on that platform, but what we really need? And sometimes it's also about keeping things simple. You can go big, you can implement the biggest systems with all things, but you need to start somewhere or keep it somewhere, but keep it simple, but keep it close to the user. What they need. So if you go back to the target groups that I mentioned previously, there you can see, oh, so the service engineer needs something that it's something like we do on our daily basis ourselves. When you want to repair something that broke at your house, you Google it. How can I, and da 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 da, and then you find the answer, you find the video. The video might be 10 minutes long, but it's even telling you your answer starts at minute 2.18 till 3 something, and there you find your answer. Yep. And that you look at it, you repeat it a couple of times, and then you do it.
Yep.
And that is something that we need to provide as well. So, looking at what we have, the systems, the connections, the pain points, and all of that, and then see, because of the systems have been evolving, let's say, during the past 5 or 10 years that you have the system, but maybe you didn't keep up with all the improvements. You didn't enable every single functionality that is out there. You didn't know about this integration. You didn't know about that. So there's a lot of things that's already there, but sometimes the feeling is, oh, well, what we know and what you only know what you know, or you don't know what you don't know, is that you might say, okay, let's throw away that system because it doesn't fulfill our needs and we need to implement a new system. But sometimes you can also look at it from a point of view like, okay, what do we know about the system? What do we know about our needs? And is there something that we can still optimize there? And maybe some tweaks, some small tweaks can already give that improvement. Let's say what we did and what we see is, for example, enabling the Teams app. for learning in the flow of work. What can we do with integration with the content from other sources, for example, Percipio or GoodHabitz or whatever kind of system you have? How to integrate that with the cornerstone that you have? There's a plugin for that. Oh, we didn't know. Yeah, let's implement that. So you have one single point where you enter and you see all the data, all your results. Yeah. So there's a lot of these small things that we can do. And then constantly going back to the user story, what the user need. And also from the business, the diverse businesses that we have, what is suitable for them. And that is what we're trying to look at right now. There's a lot of things for in the future that you say, well, we can, you know, maybe an LXP will work here. And then it raises the question, so then do you need to throw out the system that you now have to register compliance courses? Can the LXP handle that? No, it cannot handle that. So then do we need something smaller? Do we need something fancier? Do we need... So there's a lot of questions that you will ask yourself. And also, not forget is the whole discussion about skills. Everybody wants to do something about skills, but then the question is, how do you facilitate that? My LinkedIn might be full of, I don't know, 20, 30 skills. There's a maximum, I think, there was on LinkedIn, but it might have a lot of skills. But then there's the question, like, how do you validate that the skills that I'm seeing there that I have are good enough? Or what are you looking for? What is the proficiency level of those skills that I have? How do you validate that around you? And is that something that I need for that job? So I can, if you go to from a pull to a push culture, that to say, okay, this is what you need for your job, that is really relevant. Because it can still provide me a training on Excel, but maybe it can provide me the training on Excel on basics while I need it on experience level. So, and that's this discussion that I don't see so much yet about, okay, we might find some skills, but how do you find the proficiency levels that are around those skills?
Yeah, it's probably also a very, very good point. It's also, and skills aren't the same in each organization. So you have to ask peers, you have to ask your manager, you have to maybe do an assessment or test yourself around the proficiency of your skills level.
And there's already a lot of data. I mean, you have... coming back to LinkedIn and not promoting LinkedIn as such, but you have, most of us have our profiles up there, most current, and when you enter and you have your own company system that asks you to, hey, put your skills in this, then you're like, why do I have to do this again? I already have it there, can't you just integrate it? But then you also bring in a lot of data from outside,
which might not fit the organization's vision on that. So it's a big challenge there. Yeah.
And you need to match it also in the direction that you want to go as an organization, with the company goals, with the goals for longer term, short terms. And is it necessary that somebody is growing like linear in this direction? Or can you go from left horizontal and do up some skills and, you know, yeah. People can change, people interest change, new things come around, the organization change.
The organization change, new jobs come up, new skills are needed, because that's also something that is in great development. It's the skills from now are no longer the skills from the future.
And also, you know, talking about, for example, e-learnings, we can create large e-learnings.
We don't have the time.
Again, we don't have the time. So do you want to create small micro learnings, or how can you improve that social learning, that if I found a good article or a good video, why can't I share it into our portal, yes or no? Those types of things that you look at, or how do you facilitate the classroom training in a better way? It's not only about the technology. You can do a lot with technology, but it's also it's about the end process.
Exactly. It's about the vision of the organization, and technology supports it to make that strategy or that vision realized with automated processes. Yeah. Very good point. So a lot has happened. You're busy with a lot of different subjects within Canon. I also hear that starting with the basics, looking at what you have, looking what your need is key to be successful and pick from those low-hanging fruits within your organization to have some quick wins quickly. Do you have some final advice or recommendations for other organizations to as a takeaway?
Yes, I would say, well, keep it simple. Don't go for all nice, big and shiny objects, because if you look at the landscape of learning and development providers and platforms, there's, I don't know, 400 to 600 different systems. There's for everything, there's the system, but you cannot implement all of them. So it really boils down to look at what your user needs right now, and not only like maybe what IT wants. Because I say, hey, it's a good fit because we already have this technology and this platform, but it really starts at what do you need as an organization? What is your target group, and how can we facilitate what they need? And that's it. So that's my giveaway.
Thank you. Much appreciate you sharing your experience here today with us. I think you have given us some very valuable topics to put in our minds and take home. Or at the office. So thank you. For our listeners, if anyone is interested to speaking to Gio, of course, feel free to reach out to him. So thanks again for being here today, and then talk to you soon.